28th, 1995. Greetings, Commander.
Well, good for you. Great. I'm not going to get her under control now. She's been sitting there organizing my afternoon. Sleep, Dorma, you know, that sort of thing. She's very pleased, very excited. I don't ever share information about anyone in particular on a tape or anything that could later be embarrassing in any way. And I don't have permission to introduce Alice to all of the tape audience. But I want to tell you, Alice, that I am so pleased that you have come to call. For the rest of you in this room who have not met her, this is Alice. And I don't know if we call her Mrs. Jackson. I don't know what she prefers until she sorts out the miserable mess that we all managed to get into as we think we're living our lives. And you know what? We don't always have to agree one with another. That would be a very, very boring life. But I am going to say something here that I want her to hear in case she didn't read it. There's always a great deal of misgiving and misperception about roles in life. I did this, I expect that. I'm going to be the big dog, but I expect all others to respect my privacy. I'm going to be king of the hill, or I'm going to be doing one thing over here, another thing over here, and it's none of your business. That's idealistically pretty sound in the human desire element. But once you step forward and you say, for Creator and nation, I'm doing something. But I'm saying something else, and I'm doing something else. And you just have to take my word for it that what I say is right, and yet the word never matches what happens. I have to repeat something to all of you. And this is not to be mean and harsh, but you tell me how you can judge or discern a man or judge his actions other than by what is presented. And if you say something and then later you or another is queried about what you have said, does this one over here have a right for you to be angry and to be told to go mind your own damn business? This is my business. It may be your business, Buster, but you're going to start winning demerits rapidly. A man is judged by what he does. This thing here flapping at the lower part of your mouth, I mean your lips, your whatever these flapping things are. It really isn't them that get you into trouble. It's that thing that sticks in the middle of your mouth. And it will say all manner of things. Absolutely all manner of things. For its own convenience, usually. And we're having to watch ones from very shady past grow into something called man. And that happens for a lot of ladies, too. Man is a generic term of the highest of the creations God has created. And a lot of things are difficult to live with. And a lot of things past time. A lot of people manipulate and use others, and all manner of excuses come to play. Well, I need this because I'm doing all of this good for humanity. Brother, you're not doing any good at all if you cannot exemplify the goodness you're trying to express. Now, I'm doing all of this miserable talking because I want Alice to hear me. Whatever Ron Jackson may be, now is not a time to judge him. Never is a good time to judge him. On the other hand, you have to judge actions. And it's very hard to be discerning, be allowing, and let go of bitterness and let this thing unfold. Because you will not have the man until he's free of his excuses. And he won't be free of his excuses until he's free to perform. And whatever he thinks may have happened in his evolution and evolvement in this last little while, quite frankly, since he came to know us. Anyone notice that? All of his attachments, all of his pulling audience has come from us. My mission will never be the same as Ron Jackson's. Ones keep wanting to lump us in there together. We're not together. And he would like to tell you that, well, I'm not very high on that ladder of 17. I'm not on that ladder of 17. They are criminals. But I intend to use them for good. I don't have to worry about dealing with my enemy. I get along very well with my enemy. And I would hope that Ron will never consider me an enemy, and I know that he won't. But it really plagues him greatly that I seem to speak the truth when he would rather I keep my mouth shut. But you see, I have nothing to hide. And Alice was doing more good for your nation than Ron Jackson ever thought of when he met her. So let's just please be patient a little while longer and let us allow this to unfold. Egos have to be stuffed somewhere, and I prefer his own term, where the sun don't shine. And when you can put it where it belongs, and you can begin to understand the sensitivities felt within others that you have generated, then we have to come to grips with ourselves. But the same things that have occurred with him occurred with every man incarcerated that I know of that touches this circle. Everybody falls in love with Maholi. Everybody fell in love with Gunther Rusbacher. It's crazy is what it is. You have almost wholly programmed beings. You have fully 100% programmed Gunther Rusbacher. They haven't been able to program Ron Jackson, and this is why I hold to him. Believe me, all of you. He is a strong individual, and he is incredibly bright. that is not necessarily to his advantage in all things. You know, when Mensa asks him to please join their Mensa society, and he tells them, I don't have time to teach you. You know, I have to get up on the desk and applaud because all I can think of is Jason Brent and his solution for depopulation. Just kill off the old, the infirm, and the stupid. Well, he fits any more into almost all three categories, doesn't he? But I'm pleased. I am really pleased that Alice felt comfortable enough to come over here and visit with us. And we welcome you. And I won't embarrass you further. For a minute.
For a minute.
Norma says, oh, God, another one. Well, we're having some good days and some very bad days. Oh, my goodness. Children, if you could just see the mess around this world. The give and the take. I don't know what Soltec might want to say about earthquakes, but you just had an incredible incident. And because one say, oh, well, that was over in the east of Russia, the minds go to, back to sleep. Oh, well, that was just clear over there in Russia. Good God, children, it's in the ring of fire. And they said it is at least a 7.5. I want to tell you that was a 9-point quake on any scale. And it has ruptured all those undersea, underground, surface pipelines. It has ruptured them just like taking an axe and chopping them in two. And oil spillage is pouring all over that area, and that is going to probably swing on up into your Aleutians and ruin your fishing grounds. And nobody seems to think much about it. Oh, well, maybe 70 days. Oh, that's clear over there on the Sakhalin Islands in Russia. Somebody better look at the map and see how close that is to Alaska and the United States. Remember, once up along those Bering Straits, you had a landmass, a land bridge. And what is happening in Bosnia today? Aha, ha, ha, ha. Am I on the air?
Yes.
Thank you. You're getting yourself structured for more emergency status on a real heavy-duty scale. Every year, you have had to extend your national, international emergency to allow the president to continue his wars or whatever he wants to do, his executive orders. You've had your national emergency now in Oklahoma City and around so that you're already under martial law, but now nobody will bother to even question it. And he signs off on what Bush did. Bush called a national, international emergency status over Bosnia. And each year, Bush and Clinton just continue it. You see, it happens every year. Or until the thing is over. So what happens? I don't know how many of you watch the news, but they being the Bosnian Herzegovinians, have seized a bunch of the UN troops. They want to tell you, well, they're just mostly French. Yeah, you better believe it. You see, these bombing raids that they have been having have been United States of America planes. Now, I don't tell you that. It just sort of slips through. Oh, no, it's all United Nations operations. BS it is. The United States has been in there bombing to stir this thing up. Now they have gone a step farther. The Russia-Serbian element has shot down a helicopter and killed the president of Bosnia. So you've got UN troops chained to the targets that you've been bombing. And they have shot down the Bosnian president and his minister of justice with a whole helicopter full. So you sit on a hot bomb today. And you're going to hear before the middle of the week, if they can't shush it up, Ebola has moved outside Zaire now. You got problems. And that means that I've got problems. And I don't know what your A5 is going to do, because Mr. Christopher is the one having to run the junket to try to quiet these things down. And I'll tell you, he is not well. Well, is he on our side? What side are you on? Well, God, I don't know what side I'm on. You're on the side of the United States and that foul government that you have that bombs your own buildings? Had to call? Maybe, you know, unless, you know, Commander speaks a little bit more gently about the Jewish element, it's going to be considered he's anti-Semitic. Well, I come from the tribe of Shem, and most of you do too, and that got translated into Semitic. However, I'm willing to give that up today. Everybody understand that Commander is not a Semite anymore. I just quit. I am a Shemite. But I won't even use that. Because I am anti-Semitic. Does everybody hear me? Because the ones who call them Semitic Jews are the Zionist Khazarian Mispuka. And they are the enemy of Christ. That makes them my enemy. Am I going to go out and zap them with my phaser? No way, Jose. They are going to win back this nation for you, or it won't be won. They are overstepping their boundaries, and they are going to do themselves in. Well, can they do themselves in before you get done in? Yeah. Mostly, yes, and let me tell you why. Hopefully, you have been keeping up with what I say. And anyone who would suggest that I am misusing language, come up with a term and I'll be happy to use it. You see, if a Jew uses a term Jew, that's fine. If anybody else uses the term Jew, that's not acceptable. You are anti-Semite just for calling them by their name they chose. What in the world are we doing? A Hebrew from the areas of the Judean sector of your earth were not called Jews. They were called Judeans. I suppose you could stretch it and say they were from Hebrew lineage. Oh, my goodness. There's no way I can explain this without getting myself into greater trouble and Dorma into a lot more trouble in a courtroom. And I'm going to interrupt myself right now. I would like for ones to get together here so that it can go out on hotlines everywhere. It is time to get Jerry Spence into our circle. I want you all to start a writing campaign to Jerry Spence with enough facts of the Ecker case so that we can get him in. I am not interested in the Ecker case. But confound it, there is some resource, financial resource, that would keep us in business to win that case. Because let me tell you what you're up against now. Nobody even remembers the point of the case, which was no sale. And they say they had a sale. There was no sale. There are evidence, phone calls, everything that proves there was no sale. And there is never any reference to that argument. But it, after 7 full years, it doesn't even get to trial, does it? On the basis of the stupid attorneys arguing. And what is the latest argument? Mrs. Ecker writes for a fringe paper, hate material. And Mr. Horn, 3 years ago, had already entered into the case file a few of those first papers. Mrs. Ecker has worked for Jewish lawyers, Jewish doctors all of her life. Got along with them perfectly. So we're going to have to get this thing cleaned up. There is a case already written. All Mr. Spence has to do is get to know you, go in there and argue the case before a jury. But that's not why we want Jerry Spence. We want Jerry Spence because there are so many incredibly terrible things going on. Someone with his stature has got to stand for people like the Wilsons in the Kelly Wilson case. Have you ever heard or read anything more incredibly disgusting?
Oh.
That is horror. That goes beyond terror. Now, is that all the Miss Puka or those of Semite? Of course not. But they're sure not very godly, are they? And yet they're the ones that will go down to the church on Sunday and beat their fists and tramp their feet and hail Jesus. Be careful when people only hail Jesus. Because they're smart enough to not pull Christ into it. They may call him Jesus Christ. That is the subtle way of worshiping Lucifer, Satan. Two entities. Lucifer and Satan are two aspects. And it's getting to be serious time. We have to talk about it. And Dorma says, well, how about next Sunday? It's my neck. No, it's not. Not anymore. Not anymore. And one say, oh, well, that group. There's no group here. Not even a phone number here, really. So that doesn't fly. And you see how incredibly interesting it is. How they try to suck everybody in. Mary Snell was coming out here to visit. That had to be canceled. Because all of the press has moved in to the little Elohim community. And I have to be the one to say that Yahweh was created out of the minds to represent Lucifer. Now, how do you talk to people who are so hung up on their Bible that YHEA or whatever it is, this is the way we're going to pronounce it. So it goes from Yee-Wah to Yah-Woo, and I, you know, it is incredible what you do. No God of truth and light would ever do the things that Jehovah and Yahweh have done. And if you don't know the difference, then you're in serious trouble. I know that man will not be able to ever lay down his gun. I'm worried about Ron coming out. The first thing he's going to want to do is get his gun. Larry Nichols, I can't come out there unless you stop off and get my gun. What the hell for? To get yourself killed and everybody around you arrested? If you cannot win this war without guns, you've missed the point and you don't deserve to win any war. The rest of us will just get on our ship and go home, and let's hear it for going home. And you people are going to have to face the fact that you deliberately came here to see this thing through. Yeah, right. Let's hear it for that. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then back here, oh, God, I knew it. I was out of my mind. I was out of my spirit. No, you were in your right mind, right soul. And this whole place has to evolve. And how can you do it? Well, obviously, Dorma cannot get out there and rally a nation. She doesn't even want to go rally the sewing club. Our mission, remember, our mission is to bring the word of truth. Nobody has to read it even. But as long as we can keep putting it out there, it's available. I don't like just to meet my commission right up to, you know, the bare little limits. But you have to have a little more faith. As things get worse, people grasp for that life ring. And somebody out there will have heard about the Phoenix. And it won't be attached to the Phoenix Project in Vietnam. Or the ones that they conjure up in order to distract you from us. And this is why people like Raylan have been able to load the CIA into this operation. Must be. It's called Phoenix. Sure is. But I had it first. And this is what you will find from your adversary every time. He will take your words, make them his own, until you sit like I sit here saying, how do I call them? They call themselves Jew. I can go all the way back past the 11th century when they were calling themselves, quote, the serpent people. They were known, I will tell you, as the serpent race and serpent people from the time they slithered across Orion. And then you do have the little grays from the Reticulum constellation. But the little grays that ended up on your place being utilized for clones are absolutely living, spitting images of Yitzhak Shamir. And everybody wants to say, well, Commander, you shouldn't say hurtful things. Hurtful things? These are out to kill you. Do you hear me? They are out to kill you. Now, I can be of great service in little ways that they're not thinking of in that courtroom in O.J. Simpson's case. Let me just give you some little interesting tidbits. You get Ms. Cotton. You never know if she's Mrs. Miss or what. Ms. Cotton. And she is an expert. And she is with Cellmark. And she is truly an expert on DNA. And what method do they use for reading DNA? It's called the Southern something. Southern blot. The Southern blot, B-L-O-T. You put samples in and it comes down in this gel, and that's called the Southern blot. And she will say, It is called the Southern Blot because a man by the name of Southern originated the test. Now, you know back from your insanity test, the Rorschach test, the Wasserman test for syphilis. These are men's names, and they will put the man's name onto whatever he invents. Along comes a very scientific article. It refers to the Southern blot test and the Northern blot test. Are they nuts? Is there a Mr. Northern too? And are we speaking RNA? What in the world are we speaking about? But the prime plum is DNA.